The consultants GSBS hired by the school board to guide the master planning process had presented four grade alignment options to the Board of Education in April. These options were the result of 8 months' work by a variety of stakeholders. A Future of Learning tab outlining the master planning process and the four options can be found on the pcschools.us website. In Tuesday's meeting, Park City School Board members concluded that options B and C were not viable. They based the decision on the community survey responses and on preliminary cost estimates to implement the options. The numbers were supplied for the first time at this meeting. The survey respondents showed overwhelming support of ninth grade realigning back into the high school, along with wide support of maintaining one high school location in town. The future of a universal district-wide pre-K programming in Park City has yet to be determined. Superintendent Jill Gilday says she is meeting with the Education Foundation and the Park City Community Foundation this week to discuss early childhood education needs and how it ties in with social equity objectives.
Kind of an action step out of that social equity task force to look at the potential of universal preschool, but also the potential of 0 to 3, you know, mm-hmm. So there's kind of two pathways mm-hmm. for that. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling this one will surface here. So I have down the steps as a needs assessment will have to be created with an early childhood task force.
Board member Kara Hendrickson will be the board representative on that task force. She does not support phasing a universal pre-K program into the district over time, as was a suggestion made by consultant Chris Guarino in the previous master planning meeting.
All the social impact it has on families, community, students, that this is something we need to do. Whoever needs it, do a universal pre-K. I mean, kindergarten's not even mandated, but we do that.
They're considering neighborhood programs aligned with the elementary schools, but also talking about an option to build a multi-use early childhood education center. To accommodate ninth grade, the high school will have to be expanded. Preliminary cost estimates indicate an addition would run $3 million to about $8 million. A remodel, according to the preliminary estimates, could cost from $47 million to $118 million. With the ninth graders joining the high school, enrollment is projected to be 2,000 students by 2027. Board President Andrew Kaplan wants to consider options like a CTE, Career and Technical Education, or a STEAM, Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math curriculum, and create a school within a school.
Yeah, that's the other option is that, yeah, that we need to start fleshing out and explaining to people is that's another way to control cohort size is to have, you know, two schools, but just different programming. So it's not about, you know, one in town, one out of town. It's about, you know, different ways of different options for kids to learn.
And then how do you balance that? Like, how do you predict or project who's going in each one? I mean, you could have one that's overflowing, one that's empty, and then you're kind of back to where we are right now.
Lottery.
Kaplan says the middle years, 5 to 8 program options, seem to have the least amount of consensus.
You know, with A so far being the, you know, the leader in terms of our community response, I think we should acknowledge that you know, 2 to 1 supported that. And I think that's, right now, kind of the preference of all of you guys, but we should continue to explore different iterations of what, especially the middle school years, are going to look like. And I think that's kind of the trickiest one and the one that has the most differing in terms of opinions in our community.
Option A includes aligning K through 5 in elementary and 6 through 8 in middle school. Option D would be a 5-6 middle year school and a 7-8 junior high school. Kaplan says there is an announcement coming this week from the Board of Education which addresses decisions on standards-based grading systems in the school district. The Board of Education meets again in regular session on June 18th at 4 p.m. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.